I've learned to accept that for a while now. So I knew whether it was going anywhere, that a picture was going to be taken of me, and that somebody was going to see me, whether it was going back home or going to anywhere or staying here. And maybe it would have been a less of a story somewhere else, but still I'm very surprised it is a story. But I knew going into it that I can't go anywhere without people knowing that I'm there or tweeting or doing whatever that I'm there. So I'm used to it by now, and fair, unfair, whatever it may be, that's my life.
How much do you think about the perception before you make decisions, about how much it will be perceived?
Yeah, I mean, I don't live my life according to you guys or according to what other people think of me. I'm going to live my life to the fullest and continue to be committed to this game and committed to what I need to be doing here, and trying to earn my place in this locker room with these coaches, with this organization. And if I want to go out and have some fun and it doesn't hinder what my main goals in life are, then I don't really care what anybody has to say.
What's the difference today, running with the ones instead of the twos and threes?
You know, just plugging in whatever they really ask me to go, whatever group it is. I mean, I don't put any stock to that, or never too high or never too low on that. So I'm just trying to learn every day, learning from the mistakes that I do make. I mean, I've been here a couple weeks, had 5 or 6 practices, and I don't have all of it figured out, and I'm still learning as the days go on. So I feel like them putting me in some of those situations is just, there's another speed level there, and just getting a little bit accustomed to it, but I don't put any stock into it.
Is there a mechanism for blocking at the circus, or are you just able to do it naturally?
I mean, I'm just really used to it. It's been life for so long now. I really wouldn't know what it would be like any other way. I can't really think back to the days of how it was when I didn't have people tweeting or taking pictures of wherever I was. And I don't mean that in a way that I have a big head or anything like that. It's just how things are. For some reason, wherever I go, people want to take pictures and they think I'm doing something wild when I'm just living a normal life.
Johnny, a lot of guys have won Heismans. A lot of guys have made flashy, cool plays. And a lot of guys have been number one picks. Do you ever wonder why in the world is it you that everyone seems to stick a camera in your face?
I wish it would have been the number one
well,
pick.
Well, number first round pick. I mean, you know,
first round pick.
A lot of first round picks that make flashy plays and stuff. But for some reason, you're the guy that can't go away for a weekend.
You know, that's a million-dollar question really right now is why me? I'm sure there was plenty of other people in Vegas and around the country, but for some reason I'm on the news circuits and doing that. And I don't know, maybe it's just my style of play or the things that I have accomplished in such a short amount of time. I mean, it's all a blessing for me to be in this position, but to the extent that it's magnified, I couldn't tell you why that is.
Kyle Shanahan said that he can't really assess where you are right now. It's simply too early. Where do you assess yourself as far as where you're at?
Yeah, learning. I'm just learning every day. Studying the plays, trying to pick this stuff up. It's different than what I did in college. It's a little bit similar to some things I did with Coach Sherman in my first year. And, I mean, that was 3 years ago, so. And it's different on top of that. So I have a lot to learn. There's obviously a lot from a college level to an NFL level. So it really is hard for anyone to assess. I think I'm getting better every day, though.
Hey, Johnny, you had a lot of opportunities, obviously, coming out as far as your marketing and whatever. Why did you decide to go with LeBron's group? And what do you think you're going to get out of it with being with them?
I was really close with Maverick Carter. I got a chance to meet him on a trip to Toronto and got a chance to know him, and a guy who I knew a lot about, obviously knowing LeBron and a little bit about his story. And when it kind of came time and towards the end of the season and didn't know what I would be doing, but then really when I decided to go turn pro, I kind of got an offer from them. It wasn't like I was with a big group. It was really just LeBron and then Maverick extending the offer out to me. So when you look at who the best player in the NBA right now is, you look at LeBron, and somebody that is at the top of his game and does so much marketing-wise and so many good things. I felt like if I got the offer extended to me, it was really a no-brainer. And now when you look at it, them being in Akron and being from this area, it's even better.
What has your time been like
here after work hours, what do you do in Cleveland?
Nothing. I go straight back to the hotel and get ready for the next day. So I haven't really got to see the city much just because of the way things are right now. I actually haven't been downtown. I haven't been anywhere from a shuttle from here to the hotel and back, and maybe to a Chipotle or something.
Downey, do you look at the situation that you're in now with all this attention and all the zaniness and the craziness and ever think to yourself, this is kind of fleeting, this might only last a certain period of years, and therefore you can deal with it from that standpoint?
No, I mean, hopefully my goals and what I want to do moving forward, I don't want this to be anything that's short-lived. Right now, the thing that I'm just wondering about the most is I haven't really done anything at this level. I haven't done anything to establish myself or create this type of buzz or anything like that. I'm just another rookie. I'm just another guy that comes up just like any other quarterback or any other guy does from the next year. Heisman Trophy and did some okay things in college, but I haven't done anything here. And so for me, I'm trying to just accept the buzz that was kind of like it was in college, even though I haven't done anything here. And it's a little bit of a question still.
Do you think your critics are puritanical in any way?
Can I get the definition?
It's a spelling bee.
Moralistic. You're from Texas. You must have encountered some of that.
Yeah, a little bit. No, I don't really think so.
Johnny, I respect what you're saying about people wanting to stick a camera in your face, but I think it was on your Instagram page that had the Gronkowski photo, and that for some people carries a perception. I mean, do you think you could do the same kinds of things like a Tom Brady does and maybe not be as visible?
I mean, I feel like Tom and those guys are in a way different stage of their life. I mean, they have a family, and they go home every day to their family. I'm not married, don't have any kids, I have a lot of free time, and I posted the picture was already out there. So the picture was making its rounds eventually, whether it was me posting it or not. So for me, I thought it was a picture of me and a guy I've got to know recently, and Rob, and thought it was pretty funny. Didn't put much into it.
Johnny, have you seen your celebrity change people around you? Have you had to pull your circle a little bit tighter?
I have a great group of friends that I've had for a long time. I mean, there's obviously been people, and anybody will tell you this going into the situation, there's people that, I mean, I'm here now on my own, trying to do something special and obviously compete and play in the National Football League. And my friends, some of them are back in college or graduating, they're off doing their own thing. So as much as I love those guys and have a tight circle, I'm just at a different phase of my life doing different things and trying to do something special. So we're really at just different points, but you've seen friends come and go just like anybody else does in life.
How much are you looking forward to these? Football related.
How much are you looking forward to these kind of Q&As just being about reading the defense or why'd you throw a pick? You don't get asked that stuff anymore, you know? I mean, can you wait to get back to that kind of thing?
I mean, it'll get there eventually, hopefully. I mean, the chaos will die down a little bit, and maybe it won't. But there will be a point in time where the football season rolls around, we get into training camp, and I'm sure there's more of that stuff. But for now, I'm sure there will still be a little bit of the craziness. I mean, it's only been a couple weeks since the draft. I haven't been here very long, so still a lot of time left.
Okay, guys, last question. Aditi, right here on the right. Johnny, Aditi, last question.
You're getting a genuine chance to compete. Is this an open competition right now, or are you number two?
I don't think there's any ranking system right now. Obviously, Brian's been here and has a good grip. Excuse me, on the offense, and I'm just coming in here. Been here 2 weeks, really learning trial by error and trying to piece together things and really put everything into form. And for me, that doesn't happen overnight. I don't think it happens overnight for anybody. There's a process and a time it takes, and I feel like there's a lot of time left. We have more OTAs. We have a mini camp. We have training camp. So there's a break in there in between. So. There's a lot of time to continue to improve and try and figure this thing out. So, like I said earlier, I wouldn't put too much into everything. I think we're all out here going through the installs, learning, and trying to get better. I think I speak for our entire team when we're doing that.